With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. A bill to allow certain Montana cities and towns to increase their resort tax has failed on a tie vote. The bill died without debate on a 25-25 final vote of the state Senate. It had passed an initial vote on Saturday, 26-23. The bill would have allowed designated resort communities that now collect a 3% sales tax to impose an additional 1% local option tax if local voters approve. The extra revenue would have been used for workforce, housing, or for infrastructure, such as water systems, roads, and bridges. There are four designated resort communities: Whitefish, Red Lodge, Virginia City, and West Yellowstone, and six designated resort areas in Montana. All of them now collect the 3% sales tax. More than a dozen caregivers and advocates are pushing for raises for 3,000 people who provide direct care for some 5,800 developmentally disabled people across Montana. Some of the Republican lawmakers who previously opposed spending increases for such services appeared ready to back them today. The bill by Republican Representative John Kanoki of Bozeman would increase the average starting wage from $10.15 an hour to $15 an hour by 2019. The caregivers' wages are set by state government through provider rates. Kanoki and the caregivers who testified today before the House Appropriations Committee say the low wages create high turnover and leave many of the caregivers in need of public assistance themselves. Republican Representative Rob Cook of Conrad says the $10 million cost to Montana is small. A House committee is considering a bill that would basically prohibit Montana communities from setting up so-called sanctuary cities for immigrants or refugees. Jackie Yamanaka reports.
Republican Representative Derek Skies of Kalispell said his intent is to prohibit people who break the law from hiding out in these cities.
I don't want a person who's not a citizen, that's a double negative, but if you're an illegal immigrant and you're committing crimes in the state of Montana, and one of our local governments, one of our cities, or one of our self-ruling counties decides to set up a sanctuary law, which basically says the federal law doesn't apply here, then that criminal can seek sanctuary in that city or in that county. And that's what I'm trying to prevent.
But opponents pointed out this measure is trying to solve something that isn't a problem in Montana. Kelly Lynch of the Montana League of Cities and Towns said the data doesn't bear out Ski's arguments.
The data has shown over and over again that people who come to this country are not born here are not the ones that commit crimes. It's the U.S.-born population.
No one spoke in favor of House Bill 611 before the House Judiciary Committee. The panel did not immediately vote on the measure. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News, the state capitol.
A Montana legislative panel has rejected a bill that called for a statewide vote on whether to bar transgender people from using bathrooms and locker rooms that don't match their gender at birth. The House Judiciary Committee voted 11-7 against the bill today. Legislators who opposed the bill warned it would lead to humiliation and increased safety risks for transgender people. They added it would harm the state's economy because entertainers and tourists would see Montana as unwelcoming. Democratic Representative Jenny Eck from Helena.
It's crazy. It's crazy to think about this, about having people standing by the bathroom, checking documents. Is that how we want to live? Is this what, I mean, I don't think small business owners want to be responsible for this kind of thing. Why would we do this? I mean, if there's indecent exposure happening in the state, there's already a law that covers it. There's already laws that cover the things that we're afraid of.
Supporters of the measure, including the bill's sponsor, Republican Representative Carl Glimm of Kyla, say it aims to protect young people and that they believe the economic consequences are exaggerated.
I'm Nate Hedgie. Democratic U.S. House candidate Rob Quist will hold four town hall meetings this week. The first in Kalispell happened earlier this evening. Then he'll be in Great Falls on Wednesday, March 29th, Missoula on March 30th, and Helena on April 1st. The topic of all the meetings is healthcare. The Senate gave preliminary approval to a bill allowing tribal members to continue hunting buffalo near Yellowstone National Park in accordance with the traditional ceremonies of each tribe. Jackie Yamanaka reports.
There had been a sunset on the original legislation that granted two free state-issued buffalo hunting permits per year to tribes. House Bill 108 seeks to continue the practice. During the Senate debate, an amendment was offered that would remove a provision in the bill that said all parts of a wild buffalo must be removed from the site of the kill. Senator Kerry Smith of Billings said, while it might be a good idea for hunters to be responsible, especially in a populated area, this provision in the bill unfairly targets tribal hunters.
To put this in code where we select out a certain group of people that are doing this type of hunting, in a tribal manner, in a traditional ceremonial manner, that this is verily highly discriminatory to have that requirement.
Senators approved that amendment. The Senate then gave initial approval to House Bill 108 unanimously. The bill faces a third and final Senate vote. If it passes, it will return to the House for consideration because of the Senate amendment. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News, the state capitol.
The Montana State Prison is cutting inmate visitation from 4 days a week to two due to a staff shortage. Beginning April 6th, the prison is canceling Thursday and Friday visitation to allow staff to be reassigned to higher priority security posts. The change means all visitors, including children, can visit on Saturdays, with adults only on Sundays. The prison's warden says normal visitation days will be reinstated as soon as possible. The state jobs website lists 25 openings for correctional officers. Prison spokeswoman Amy Barton says correctional officers are working mandatory overtime to cover shifts. A bill entering the Montana House would eventually get rid of styrofoam food packaging, be it in to-go boxes or egg cartons. Cole Grant reports.
Democratic Representative Shane Morjo of Missoula says the aim is to protect the health of people and wildlife in Montana.
I mean, bears get into garbage cans and eat a lot of the food that's here, and deer, and I mean, everything is this one big cycle, and we ingest, as humans, ingest deer, elk, fish, all of those types of things, and it all adds up.
The bill would work in phases. By the year 2020, restaurants would no longer be able to serve food or drinks in styrofoam. By the year 2022, packagers would not be able to use styrofoam for packaging things like baked goods, eggs, or meat. Businesses could apply for an exemption to the ban if they cannot find an acceptable alternative, and if the ban would cause undue hardship. House Bill 657 will be heard in the House Business and Labor Committee Tuesday.
Cole Grant is a reporter with the Legislative News Service. The Montana Senate has passed a bill that would require school boards to establish policies and procedures related to suicide prevention and response. Meanwhile, the House narrowly endorsed a measure that seeks to create grants for schools to implement suicide prevention plans, but saw the funding stripped out in committee. I'm Nate Hedgie, Montana Public Radio.